Independence Day and cannabis kind of go hand in hand, daytime fun, as well as celebrating special events. Our top occasions why people consume cannabis during the 4th of July. We're going to dive into that and a couple other statistics, as well as 4th of July sales predictions, all coming up.
It's only entertainment.
Welcome back to The Talking Hedge. I'm Josh Kincaid, capital markets analyst and host of your cannabis business podcast. Today, we're going to dive into a report from Akern. They are a software company. Release some data on 4th of July sales predictions. First, kind of jumping into some insights, though, on what people are doing. So cannabis sales are spiking going back to 2019 before the pandemic when things were normal. Sales increased on the 4th of July 31%. And that was actually before. So that was between the first and the third. And then unlike after 420 when sales are just gone, people kind of have a fatigue from 420 sales, you will see an additional 20% after the 4th of July from the 4th through the 6th. Flower and concentrates, they get the majority of the sales surrounding the 4th of July, again, back in 2019. Ingestible products, they were a big boost in sales right before and after as well, increasing 27%. Candies being the biggest increase, 50% increase in the first weeks of July. And apparently a third of the people that consume typically pair alcohol and cannabis in group settings, with inhalables being the top product of choice for daytime and evening consumption. So there you have it. A report from Kern said that they're predicting the 4th of July to bring in over $206 million in legal cannabis sales across the U.S. So the report kind of breaks that down on a per day basis and kind of shows that typical sales spike before. So July 2nd, they're expecting to get a big chunk of that at $91 million. Just on that day alone. That's up 60% from the average Friday. And typically Fridays have a huge amount of sales on that day, a third of all edibles, generally speaking before the pandemic, a third of all edibles on Friday sold between the hours of 3 and 5. July 3rd is forecasted to generate $72 million in cannabis sales, with Sunday, July 4th, bringing in $43 million. Sundays are typically the lowest sales day of the week. And when we look at historical data, you can see dispensaries are seeing a little bit more sales than normal because it's a holiday. So year over year, they're seeing a 23% increase in the number of products consumers and patients are purchasing on the 4th of July holiday weekend, and kind of diving in some of those product categories and how much people are buying. They're looking at maybe the overall order size is going to be $109 versus $101. So an $8 increase there. Each basket is going to carry an average of 3.6 products per transaction. And flower is going to make up almost half of those sales at 49%, followed by vape pens at 31%, concentrates and infused edibles at 10 and 9% respectively. About a 60-40 split between male and female buyers this year for the 4th of July. About 29% are going to be under the age of 30. And just based on a report we did in 2019, a headset report, Brewskies and Dank Buds, I believe is what it was called. There's more sales on 4th of July than 710. So in case you didn't know, 710 upside down spells oil. And that's big concentrate holiday for dabbers and whatnot, but not a very big sales day at all. There's very little events or even notoriety around that. So still not there yet. I think maybe the pandemic kind of slowed that down. It's kind of a social engagement thing. So not much around that. There's more attention on the 4th of July just being a situation where more folks need edibles to be around in-laws or whatever the case is. You see a lot more edibles during the day and then a lot of pre-rolls and canigars at night. All in all, there's just a lot more products being sold 4th of July, a big holiday after 420, but even more so than actual 710. So I don't expect this year to be any different. We'll see a lot of sales, apparently $206 million worth. Come back to The Talking Hedge and find out. With that, we're going to roll this one up. I'm Josh Kincaid. This is The Talking Hedge. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, or don't, and I'm out. Don't forget to smash that like button on your way out and check out these other videos that we've got.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
How do cannabis CEOs balance growth and optimization strategies? What is THCO, Delta 10, and CBNA, and why should you care about these minor cannabinoids? And why isn't the endocannabinoid system covered in medical school? Most people think they're up to date in trends in the cannabis industry, but they're about 6 weeks behind. Learn about what is truly next in the cannabis space by joining myself, Brian Fields, and Kellen Finney every week on the Dime Podcast, and of course, on PodConnects.